The co-founders of the renowned real estate firm in Alamosho, Pertinence Group, Dr. Sunday Olorunsheyi and Mr. Wisdom Ezekiel, recently wrote and published a book on how they have thrived in business partnership after successfully growing the company, currently worth billions of naira, in 10 years. The book titled, The Pertinence Way, Our Partnership Story was unveiled at a launch held at the company's corporate head office in Akoanjo, Lagos, on Thursday, December 15, 2022. Speaking at the launch, the authors stated that the book chronicles how they went from local land sellers to global business leaders within a decade, adding that they have generously shared their lessons, pitfalls, and victories recorded within the period. It's a 10-chapter book that covers everything you need to know about Pertinence, as well as the backbone of the business, which is our business partnership, said Olorunsheyi. He added that, the book is about how we went from local land sellers in 2012 to becoming directors of a group of companies, with subsidiaries blazing the trail in various sectors of the Nigerian economy such as real estate, finance, automobile, and technology. An interesting thing about the book is that we didn't just write principles, we told stories of how we scaled through. You will also not just read about the success stories, but also about the failures and lessons we learned, especially when we began diversification of our business operations. Dr. Sunday Olorunsheyi and Mr. Wisdom Ezekiel, co-founders of Pertinence Group, alongside guests at the official book launch of The Pertinence Way, Our Partnership Story. There might have been certain things you saw us do and thought of as successes, but in this book, you'd be surprised to find us recording them as failures. Dr. Olorunsheyi also explained that since meeting with Mr. Ezekiel, they have shared similar personal values and a credible vision to establish a good legacy in the coming years. He noted that the aim of the company was to reach the centenary status in partnership and business, as there are not many partnerships with such a history in Nigeria. He put the actual cover price of the legacy book at over the number 50,000 at which it has been offered, considering the volume and value of information therein for readers. On his part, Ezekiel said they decided to write the book about their entrepreneurial journey because documentation was necessary for processes to be replicated. We realized that there are so many people who have succeeded in business as partners even in this country, but they have not documented their journeys for younger people to read and learn from. One of the reasons why we embarked on writing this book is to fill this gap, he said. Focusing on what was ahead in the Pertinence business, Ezekiel told guests that, in the next 10 years, the company will undertake mega projects, declaring that the major goal was to build over 1 million houses in the African space. Mr. Olusegun Ajayi, a UK-based friend of the organization, who was a guest at the book launch, said he was stunned by the success of the business partnership between the co-founders, especially considering their ethnic differences. In his words, in this world that we are living in, especially in Nigeria, it is not easy to see an Igbo man and a Yoruba man working together and being successful. I have known and watched them for over 8 years already. I'm sure they may have had times of disagreements behind closed doors, but it has never shown outside. Another guest, who's also a realtor, Ms. Oluwakemi Adegoke, said, from what I have heard from the co-founders today, I believe that business partnerships can really work. I have bought a copy of the book. I am expecting to learn more about how partnerships work, and what they have done together to have come this far. I believe that by the time I'm done reading the book, I would have seen all the secrets and all the methods they adopted to build this great organization. The book launch was anchored by the Chief Operations Officer, host Now, Mr. Emmanuel Osubu, while the Chief Executive Officer of Quanta Africa, Dr. Stephen Olowotobi, welcomed the esteemed guests. Other dignitaries present at the event included a popular TV show co-host and CEO of Rep360, Mrs. Tope Marco Deji, CEO of First Royal Character and Values Limited, Mrs. Bose de la Sola Obasa, co-founder of Abode Asset Limited, Mr. Damilare Oshokoya, several realtors, members of staff, and other special guests.